as the snow flies. On a cold and
welcome back to Matt Smith, director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to go right to the lines. There's three of you, and we have 10 minutes, so look forward to your comments, and I'll react to Gina Beauclair. First in line is Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Robert?
Good morning. A couple things. If anyone's doubting what you're saying about, pro-Russia versus the other countries there, all we need to look to is CPAC. And, you know, they have their event in Hungary, a country that's run by an authoritarian. So that sends a pretty strong signal where the heads of some of these people are at. Entertaining neo-Nazis to speak at some of their events and, people in Congress sitting at them is very, very troubling. But that brings me to the Senate race. We were afraid by everyone folding up around Mandela Barnes that basically it suppressed turnout. When I looked at the numbers this morning, there were 170,000 more Republicans that voted in the Senate race, on the Republican side than Democrats. So we should be very concerned about that. And, it would have been better to have them on the ballot and have everyone come out. You straighten out issues with, am I registered? Is this the right polling place? All that kind of stuff. So I think we really need to get to work to figure out how are we going to get another 180,000-200,000 people out to vote for the general. I don't think we've done ourselves a good service there, if anything. Once again, we're snatching defeat from the mouth of victory. And then the second thing I wanted to say is it seems like Robin Voss is holding on to his seat. I'd like to see him grow a spine and stand up and say enough of this investigation. I'm so sick of these Republicans. They talk about strength, but then when you look at their politicians, they're a bunch of wimps. If Trump is coming after you, after you've done what he's asked you to do, there's no election fraud there. When do you stand up and be a man? And why do the people on the Republican side follow these people? The other one is Ted Cruz. The guy says his father was involved with assassinating John Kennedy and his wife is ugly. And he's the first one out there defending him. With the FBI coming to Mar-a-Lago. So I just don't get it, why they follow this guy so blindly. Thanks.
Excellent points, Robert. I frankly agree with you on some of them. Before I get into responding to you too, I'm going to let two other callers have their say. The next one up is Steve of Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling, Steve. What's in your mind today?
Hey, Matt. So it looks like the fascist Michaels won the primary. So what is the Republican Party going to do with all these fascists now running? And I also kind of appalled that he's throwing the idea out of decertifying elections from 2020. And then I also heard that he's for mandatory confinement for certain prison sentences. You know anything about that?
Yeah, you're talking about Michaels, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the thing about Michaels, first of all, he is the tabula rasa. That's Latin for meaning, blank slate, a blank. The thing about him that we've got to get around is this, Steve. He's not in office right now, so he can be like a chameleon. Chameleon's on a branch. Suddenly it's green. Suddenly it's brown. He has come out. He said falsely that there was, quote, certainly fraud in the 2020 election. That is a false statement. He knew it was a false statement. The rules of the 2020 election were identical to the rules of the 2016 election when Trump won in Wisconsin. None of those people, Trump, Michaels, Clayfish, anybody, has said anything that they should go back and decertify 2016 or that was wrong. In 2020, you had a lot of Republicans get elected. You had a majority of the legislature get elected because of gerrymandering. Nobody is saying that those rules should result in new elections there. It's only Biden. So that bothers me a lot about Michaels, quite frankly. And I think Michaels, is going to his head. And it's as simple as this. If he turns out to be telling the truth that he's for Trump, he's a dangerous individual and has to be beaten. If it turns out he's lying about being for Trump, he's just a sly dog, and that basically he's more like Tommy Thompson, I guess you have to say fine, except that you don't want him to win anyway. But that is not you know, that is not something that is that we can tell right now. The other thing I'll tell you is this. Let's get behind the Democratic ticket, the whole ticket, the whole ticket. Okay, we have two more callers in very few minutes. Let's go to Mark from the SAC next. Mark, my friend, thanks for calling us your mind today, Mark.
Yeah, well, Ron just had a hammer on the point that the Republicans are going to, for people, Ron Johnson and Republicans are going to be going after your Social Security, pure and simple. It doesn't matter what level they are, state, federal, whatever. Republican Party platform is now to attack Social Security. And as far as right. Michael's support of Trump, I don't care if Michael supports Trump or not. He's saying he supports Trump right now, talking about how great Donald Trump is. That in itself makes him dangerous. I don't care if he really believes it or not, or comes out after this and says, no, we really don't believe Donald Trump. That no, he's a liar. And he's a liar, and he's shown himself to be. I mean, if he attacks, you know, government spending, well, here's a guy who made his fortune on government spending. As the Widow Hendricks and the U lines, I mean, they made a lot of money off of you know, government spending, or at least off government infrastructure that supports their companies.
Right. Mark, those are excellent comments. They always are. Thank you for calling. I'm going to pick up on some of that. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend, thanks for calling. You're next, my friend. What's up?
After the election, see, here's what we have to do as Democrats. Anybody who supports Trump, the top guys I'm talking about is like McCarthy and Jordan and that, they're co-conspirators to a terrorist attack. They supported a terrorist. So that makes them co-conspirators. If they're all tagged like that, anybody who said, you know, use Trump's endorsement, hey, you're a co-conspirator. You don't believe in America. You believe in terrorist attacks on our Capitol if you lose the election. If they're tagged like that, if they're marketed like that, we will win.
That's a good point.
Thank you.
I'll tell you something, Bill. The standing up to them, and you're right, and Mark from the SAC is right, too. It doesn't matter what somebody like Michaels believes in his heart. He's for Trump. He comes out, he's saying for Trump, and then he's saying things. And one of the callers pointed out, and this is very true, and it may have been Mark as well from the SAC, you have somebody like Ron Johnson, who's saying that Social Security and Medicare should be discretionary, not guaranteed. In other words, at the end of the budget process, after everybody's carved up the pork, taking what they want, they'll say, what scraps are left for Social Security and Medicare? Oh, it turns out not a lot. Well, what used to get a $2,000 check? Well, you're going to get $1,200 this time. And it's going to go down from there. And Medicare, we're not going to be able to reimburse everything. And so we are not going to guarantee it. And then they're going to say, this is just true of the Republican Party. They opposed Social Security in 1935. For 87 years, they've opposed it. They always say they want to strengthen it. By that, they mean, let's put it in the stock market. Let's put it with private investors. And so you put in your, you know, $200 a month or whatever it is, and then the government will throw in $50 and we'll turn it over to the guys with the green eye shades, the gamblers. And they're going to get a healthy slice. And you may get $2,000 one month, $1,100 one month. You may get nothing the next month. That's not Social Security. Social Security is your pension. Make believe you're working for a company and management comes to you and say, for the health of the company, we have to get rid of your pension, but we're going to keep management pensions. That did happen, by the way, here in Milwaukee several times. We're going to keep management pensions. Your pensions who work here are going to go away, but we are going to let you put $50 a month in this account, and we'll put $50 a month as long as our profits are over a certain amount, and you'll be fine. No, you will not be fine. A pension is a pension. Medical care is medical care. When you turn 65, believe me, you're going to need medical care, and you're not going to be able to afford it. You're not going to be able to afford it on your own. If you take away nothing from this show, except the following, listen to this very carefully. Do not voluntarily give up your pension, ever. Do not voluntarily give up guaranteed medical care, ever. And therefore, do not give up your right to vote, ever. The Republicans, if they get in, are going to put in a bill, and actually a resolution, although it'll be a bill if Michaels gets in, that will say you can no longer vote for lieutenant governor, treasurer, secretary of state, or the superintendent of public instruction. They'll be appointed by the governor. If it's a resolution, Evers won't be able to veto it under the law. If Michaels gets in, they'll pass it. Do not vote for it if it's a resolution. Please do not vote for it. In Algeria, they voted for something like that, and they don't have the right to vote. Morocco is going to do the same thing. Never give up your right to vote voluntarily. Never give up your pension. Never give up your medical care. We're coming to the end of the show, great call-ins and always. Didn't have time to respond to all of you individually, but you had your say. And I think you made powerful points. You made very powerful points. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.
So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto. Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and is